I was like, shit, I don't even remember talking about that.
Wow. No. Way to make me feel good about myself. Thanks. All right, write down Shane fucking hates my topics.
Chance for redemption tonight.
It's a slim one. It's a slim one. No, actually, it's not. I think I've actually been interested in this creature for a while, and like, I just have a short deal on it. But I got, as always, I have my story. Mm-hmm. But anyways, this is Paranormal Minds. I'm Josh. That's Shane. If you're watching, you could see me point at him. I think I'm not entirely sure. Tonight, I got a quick topic. I think the rake. Have you ever heard of the rake, Shanicus?
I have, actually.
Nice. So, the rake is, or has, been described as a tall, pale, humanoid-type creature that originated in the American Northeast. So, this creature was normally seen crouched really low to the ground on all fours. Its face is normally missing the nose. And I saw a few stories where it was missing the lips as well. Most of the stories, it seems to have glowing green eyes. I kind of chalked it up really to like the reflections you would see in like a dog's eyes if the light hits it right. Not really sure. The videos I saw, it kind of looked like that to me. The weird thing about them, though, is they seem to be incredibly passive, like not really wanting to attack you, almost as if they just want to observe you and not interact in any kind of way. However, if you do approach them or you get too close, they will attack you. And when they do, their jaw tends to look hinged, kind of like before in the movie The Mummy, before he was fully regenerated and they stuck the cat up in his face and he was like, ah, you know, and his mouth just like opened up really wide, you know. But inside the mouth, there was like a bunch of really tiny but dull teeth. I have to wonder what it eats if it has nothing but dull teeth. But stories on this rake actually date back supposedly to the 1690s and really continue on to this day. But as per usual with my topics, I always have a story, and this one involves military personnel, so in my opinion, feels a little more believable. So a few years back, a young Marine was stationed on a mountain training exercise. They were given about 2 to 3 days to acclimate because they were told at the higher altitudes, of course, it can make you hallucinate. The lack of oxygen can do several different things, right? At the point in this story, they had actually been there for 2 weeks. So in my opinion, ample time almost to get acclimated to the high altitudes, you know, higher altitudes. There was one Lance Corporal that had bought a bayonet, and this kind of plays into the story because he keeps messing with this bayonet and with his rifle, putting it on there, taking it off, you know, just being a kid in the military, like, look what I've got kind of thing, you know. They had to build their own tents. They had to build them out of tarps, basically, you know, strap it to the tree, hold it down with heavy rocks, you know, just to keep the rain and stuff off their equipment, off their bodies. Nothing elaborate, you know, nothing like that, because you're obviously climbing a fucking mountain. You're not going to carry heavy tents with you, I would think, you know. So again, night falls, it starts to snow, and everybody calls it a night. The initial Marine in this story hears what sounds like the charging handle of a rifle being racked. And you know what a rifle round sounds, what a rifle sounds like when you rack it in. Of course, it actually wakes up everyone, and that Marine grabs a knife, everybody wakes up, and he actually asked the Lance Corporal if he was playing with his rifle, okay? He says no, and that's when the Marine grabs his knife and goes outside to check, because he thinks that the other guys, like the Firewatch guys, are playing a joke on them, essentially. And why he grabbed his knife, I don't know. If you think somebody's playing a joke on you, what are you going to do, stab them? Like, I don't know, you know? But it actually caught the attention of their sergeant. And he's like, were you guys playing with your rifles? And, of course, everybody says no. And he goes to Firewatch, and Firewatch says, no, we weren't doing anything. Sergeant sends everyone back to bed. Just whatever the noise was, they let it go. And when they wake up the next day, this is what tripped me out. They wake up the next day. All of the tarps around their equipment had been pulled down. All of the tarps around them had been pulled down. All of the rocks that were holding the tarps in place were gone. And I was like, holy shit. First of all, that takes real stealth to get a bunch of shit knocked down from some Marines, right? The sergeant gets to talking to the first Marine. He was a Lance Corporal as well. Anyways, everybody gets up, and he's talking to that first Marine, and the sergeant decides that he's going to tell him what he saw. So, you know, when you're in the Marines or in the military period, you don't really go around being like, I saw some shit that was unexplainable. And, because they'll usually, like, kick you out for it, you know. And if somebody invests somebody's life, they're really not going to say anything crazy. But after the sergeant made everybody go back to bed, you know, he kind of stayed around for a little while. And something catches his eye that's on the rock face that is backing all of their equipment and themselves. And he said it looked like a tall, pale, naked person. And as soon as the humanoid saw him, it ducked back in behind everything. And anyways, the sergeant had decided that night to keep it to himself for obvious reasons. Like I said, you don't really want to tell anybody. And he had kind of chalked it up to the low oxygen hallucinations that, you know, they said that they would kind of suffer from. But that's my little story, my little creature there. I just want to get your take on the rake and what you think it might actually be. Cave crawlers.
Oh, right. The Descent.
Oh, yeah. Just lost. Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I didn't even think about that movie.
Descent 1, not Descent 2. That one was bad.
Yeah, you should have learned your lesson the first time.
Oh, man. So, yeah, what you said about the teeth is interesting. So, if it's like creeping around and out in the woods, like, so it's not eating creatures or animals. Like, it's just out there grazing on grass.
That's what I said. Or maybe just insects at most, maybe, you know?
All right. And since you said it's not, you know, overly aggressive unless you come at it, which is kind of like a deer, right? A deer will never mess with you, but if you come up on it, man, they'll fuck you up.
Right. We gonna fight. They'll kick the shit out of you with their front feet, too, which is weird.
Oh, right. I pull up a couple of articles, like what people thought the rake was, and this one is like, dude, people just confuse crazy naked people with the rake all the time. And I'm like, how many crazy naked people are running around out there just like,
hey, we might be surprised. Pleasantly.
Meth is a powerful drug, right?
Yeah, very much so. Your neighbors are a walking, whatever it is, I don't know.
Man, keep an eye out over there now. See them in the darkness. I keep doing that noise. Did you see anything on, like, noises they would make?
Oh, the no. Rake? I didn't even think to look that up.
Because you were saying they were, you know, at least this one was so stealthy. You know, I wonder if it makes any noise at all, actually.
Yeah, I can say from the videos that I've seen of what, good Lord, of what the rake potentially is, or people caught, didn't seem to. Even when they startled it, it just kind of like bolted out of there. I say that there was one video where they had went into a house in the woods, and I think that one actually screamed almost human-like. But really? Yeah, okay. I'll have to look the video up there, or maybe you can. It's just a couple of kids. They walk into this abandoned house initially, and they don't see anything, and like happen to turn around, and there's one fucking standing in the house with them.
Oh shit!
And it looks pretty convincing. I gotta say, I'm just gonna throw this out there because anybody that just types in Google the rake. It's going to tell you that it was an internet, what'd they call it? Internet something else or another entity.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see that here starting in the 2000s.
Yeah.
But like you said, there's all sorts of documentation on them well before that.
Yeah.
Not everything was started with the internet, guys.
Right. You just might have heard about it in the early 2000s.
So I think I see the video you're talking about. There's another one, too, that looks freaking real as hell. So, I mean, just two of them.
That'd be
hard to fake, really. I mean, short of Hollywood equipment.
Yeah, that one that I was talking about, it is... You'd have to be pretty damn good at editing for that one not to be real.
Kind of reminds me of the feral ghouls from Fallout.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that's where they got their ideas from.
Might be.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I didn't even think about the feral ghouls. They look identical to it, almost.
Right. And the way it moves, even. That.
Yeah. Yep.
There I go with that noise again. They don't make a noise.
They're stealthy. Which, that story, well, that actually wasn't the only story. There was another story about somebody hiking through the woods, and it was following him all the way through the woods at a safe distance. Actually, it was, I want to say they were said it was jumping from tree to tree.
Uh-oh.
But
that adds some complexity.
Yeah, like how? It's got to have some kind of claws, right, to hold on like that? I guess that might be a lot of what I read. It's like that's what it gets its name from. Its arms are kind of long, and it has super long fingers, like that tend to drag the ground when it's moving.
All right.
But I'm like, it's stealthy. I don't know. There's a lot of contradictions with this one, okay?
No, all right.
But
so what could it be? So it's just watching. The military thing is interesting. So it took down the tarps and took away the rocks silently.
Right.
Wasn't trying to attack or eat anybody. It just wanted everything exposed. And then with these other stories, like what you just mentioned, following people. So it's just a curious little thing.
Yeah, that's what everything I read it was wanted to observe whatever was watching them or whatever was there. Never wanted to be too close.
Which, unfortunate that it looks this way, because if it looked like a cute little Ewok or something, no one would mind. Like, oh yeah, you can watch us and take our rocks. That's cute.
Yeah, we'll give it a name, like Charles Miller.
But yeah, looking like this, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. I'm surprised the fucking guy didn't shoot at it.
Oh, it's so close to human too.
Yeah, they really are. Like, you put a nose and some lips on it, it's a man. Or a woman with no boobs.
So I almost wonder, I mean, if it, is it some sort of offshoot of human evolution? I mean, we joked about Descent, like, very early on, but that's pretty much what happened with them, right?
Yeah.
In that movie. Is they were humans, but they evolved in caves.
Yeah.
And we see other animals that did that. They split off, you know, thousands, millions of years ago and evolved two different ways.
Yeah. The only thing about them, about the rake, is I didn't read this, but I would imagine it has to have pretty good eyesight. And the reason I say that is because a lot of the stories where I read about the rake, were nighttime stories. Like, the main story of the rake was a woman wakes up and it's actually in her house watching her sleep in her bed.
Oh.
So they have that ability to just, I mean, I guess if it's just a creature and not anything like a vampire or something, it would be able to just get in your house.
Man, it's a scary cryptid. It can, like, use doors and just walk in, like,
honey, I'm home.
Watch you sleep.
Yeah, like a fucking creeper.
I wonder if there's any connection with the people that have seen it watching them. Like, is there some sort of common thing in their past that would draw these things to them?
I don't know.
That's probably impossible to tell through Google and stories. People aren't sharing every personal detail from their past. But
right.
It would be interesting to figure that out.
Yeah, like, it would be.
Like, they were all lactose intolerant, you know, then.
Yeah. All lactose intolerant. What the fuck?
We'd have to rename him the Milkman then.
Yeah. Give him a little hat.
Right. You know,
like the old Milkman.
I can actually picture him in the old Milkman hat. That's pretty fitting.
Yeah. It would remind me a lot of the, you know, the movie Legion, where the guy gets out of the ice cream truck or whatever.
Oh, right.
These long, splendidly arms.
Hey, that was a good one, too.
It was. That was a damn good one.
Right. Gonna have to have a horror movie night tonight.
Yeah, right. I might have to watch The Descent again. I hadn't watched that one in a long time.
We actually did just a month or so ago introduce the kids to it. And
oh, nice.
They're like, oh, shit. We did have plans to go into some caves soon on vacation, and that's not happening now.
It's a way to go and ruining that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That does beg the question, though. Do they live in caves? I mean, the pale skin to me says they never see sunlight. And there's a possibility that maybe the sunlight burns them.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that until now, but yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense. And then the reflective eyes, the night vision you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Night vision's wrong word, but you know. But then why are they out, though? And I would say hunting. You know, they're out trying to get something, but if they have these vegetarian-style teeth, well, I don't guess there's vegetation in caves, really.
Yeah, they would have to go out and forage some kind of way. Again, that goes back to the insect thing. Yeah, maybe they eat insects too.
Right.
But a lot of, let's say, marsupial type animals are very observant. They will watch. If you don't go around a possum, it'll watch you. You know?
Right.
It's not going to, a lot of times, unless you go up to it, it's not going to run away. I actually watched my sister try to pull one out from under some stairs one time, and it just was like, I don't want you to touch me.
Oh, right.
She was drunk. And I told her it was a bad idea, but she did not care.
Can I pet that dog?
Exactly. It was that. No.
Wow. what if? So what if these are discarded? I bring everything back to the damn grays. Like, I think every cryptid is connected to the grays.
They look like grays, though.
With my whole soul harvesting theory we've talked about, what if they are human gray hybrids? And they were experimenting on them, and they were trying, and they were unsuccessful with this wave, and they weren't useful to them. You know, they can use their Sasquatches and mermaids and shit. And they're like, nope, this one's useless, and just dumped them out in the woods.
Yeah. That was a thought of mine, and I'm glad you brought it up. I was hoping you would go to the grays. excuse me. But, yeah, that was my thought. Like, they were just human gray hybrids, because that would explain the no nose, the no lips, the flat teeth. Because most humans actually have kind of canine-ish teeth. We have sharp teeth, except for our molars and stuff. But
right.
We have teeth for tearing meat when they don't.
Mm-hmm. And that would explain why they just want to watch, because they have like humanity in them, and they know they can never belong. So it's like, even down to like standing in that woman's bedroom, like, yeah, it's creepy, but he might be like, I'll never know the touch of a woman.
And right.
Just staring, but they're not like vicious or, you know, rapey or anything. It's just right. Like, I want to be where the people are.
God, got me excited for the musical again.
And if to the dragging the tarps off, like, this group of dudes is up here, what are they doing? Like, I just want to watch them.
Yeah. I can't see with this in my way. All right.
Like, maybe I can learn to be human. Oh, what if they were? Like, it's not even like they were grown, like they were abducted and turned into this.
Oh God. Yeah. That would be more like the feral ghoul idea, almost. Pump them full of radiation.
Yeah, they're radiating them. They're like injecting them with gray DNA, and they're like, we're gonna figure this out. And they make these poor innocent things that look like monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I don't know how many humans are abducted yearly. Honestly, I didn't look into that number, but where'd my train of thought go? It would make sense. And there was, so there are a number of sightings of the rake, right? But nothing like Bigfoot or the grays themselves. So that may be why, because there's only a certain number of them. You know, only how do you say that word? Abductees. Yeah, that sounds right. A lot of abductees come back. So the small number that doesn't, you know, maybe the grays realized, okay, they have the potential to be, you know, mutated into what we need them to be.
Mm-hmm. Counting for the people that aren't found. Right, like that never come back or don't claim to be in missing or anything. So just in America, 600,000 people go missing annually.
Holy shit.
600,000. And from that 600,000, about 4,500 bodies are recovered. That's a lot of missing people that disappear without a trace.
Yeah, that's insane. I would have never thought it was that high.
I did not either. That's actually kind of terrifying. Now, am I saying aliens are responsible for all those? Oh, no. No, we know human trafficking is a thing. Like, we know there are other things. But, man, even if you took, 1% of the 600,000 is alien-related, what is that? What's 1% of 600,000?
600?
Yeah.
I don't know that, math.
I don't either. I should know that. That feels like an easy thing to calculate.
Yeah, right.
It's been a long day.
Oh, shit. I fucked up. 6,000, not 600. Oh. I wanted to say 6,000, but I'm like, 6,000 feels like a lot.
that really does. So if 1% of all the missing people in just America, 6,000, 1%.
Yeah.
We can't just throw that out and say that can't be alien related. We're talking a really small number in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, yeah.
And then from that, I mean, how many are killed in experimentation, or how many have successful experiments, or how many are turned into something else, to say, all right, 1% of that 6,000 would be 600.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe those are our rakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could be. Very much so, could be.
Yeah. 1% of the 1%.
That's nice.
Everyone at home, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Mm-hmm.
Please check on them, because that is a terrifying number. Also, for the younger listeners, that literally that commercial would come on at 10 p.m. every night for our parents to go and look for us.
Yeah. Some of us wouldn't be home, though, but for legitimate reasons.
We had to just watch for those street lights, like, oh, shit, it's time to go.
Yeah. Mama's going to bait me. I think that's what I loved about my mom or my parents so much. Me and my sister just told my parents where we were going. Like, hey, I'm going to Shane's house. Hey, I'm going to Tommy's house. And they're like, all right. I think it was basically just get the fuck out of my house so I can clean it. Okay? I'm pretty sure that's how it was at my mom's house.
Oh, man.
To be fair, ladies and gentlemen, my mama loves me to death. I don't want it to be twisted. Actually, she loves all of us like y'all were on her own kids.
Oh, right. So, yeah. All right. So, legit numbers. Man, we're 30 minutes in. I think we solved it. Discarded gray experiments.
Right. I did want to throw out the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about scouts for Bigfoot before. But what if that's kind of what these are, too? You know, could they be scouts for Bigfoot?
Oh, and that's really possible. Yeah. And so there's still the experiments, but they're still associated. They're not discarded. They are in employ, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought of that is because of how stealthy they seem to be, it makes it perfect. A perfect candidate for observing something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what the last ones were that we talked about.
The scouts, the dogmen.
Oh, yeah, the dogmen. Yeah, I feel like they would be like normal dogs. It'd be very almost rambunctious in a way versus these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Where you really needed, and because a bunch of the stories were military driven, like or from military personnel, and it makes me wonder if, like, hey, I really need to watch these people. Send the rake.
Yeah. All right, yeah. If there's a lot of military stories, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so it's more of a tactical advantage, like, hey, know your enemy. What are we fighting?
Yeah.
Let's see them exposed. How do they react?
Right. But yeah, I'm with you. It's solve this one. I figured we would pretty quickly.
I do have to say, can you imagine you and your Marine buddies, you're like, we're a bunch of badasses sitting around like smoking cigars and giving each other tattoos, whatever Marines do, I don't know. And you see these rakes run up and they just start like snatching your tarps down and like all flying away, right? And then wave two is the dog men, right? They come in and it's like, stir you up, man. You're trying to shoot at them, but you're missing because they're fast. They're dogs, and they're just howling. And then all of a sudden, a Sasquatch comes out and starts just, like, ripping people in half. Like,
oh, shit.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah. Quite strategic.
They leave one person alive to tell the story, and no one will ever believe
it. Nah. Nah. They're like, you're going straight to prison. You did all this.
And this could have happened, because imagine the government's going to lock somebody like that up, and they're in a padded room somewhere, like rocking back and forth. Like, I'm telling you, the Rakes, the Dogmen, the Sasquatches, they're all working together for the Greys, and they're coming for us. This is getting kind of scary.
Yeah.
I think I want to sign up with them. Like, look, guys, I don't want you to experiment on me, but hey, give me a spaceship and like a laser gun and I'll fight on your side.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Me too.
I get my own rake though.
Yeah.
I'm putting a milkman hat on him.
What you gonna name him? Milkman?
Milkman Ted. And I'm just going to like spray paint Ted on his chest.
Hey, that's animal cruelty. Okay. Call him PETA.
Damn it. All right. I'll get him a milkman shirt too with a name tag.
There you go. Yeah. Little pants.
Yeah. The little shorts, little short shorts, the UPS shorts.
Jesus. Oh, man. Well. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention Tommy's not here, by the way, everybody.
Everybody's like, man, he's been awfully quiet tonight.
Yeah, he is not here. But, anywho, I guess you want to give your final thoughts on this one. We'll be of a short episode. We figured this one out quick.
Yeah, we did. Tommy wasn't here to ramble his way and get us off track.
That's true.
Just kidding, Tommy. We love you.
Yeah.
You don't listen to our podcast. He'll never hear this.
No, he won't. Somebody else will, and they'll probably tell him, and then I'll have to explain it.
Well, I mean, I think we pretty much did final thoughts. I'm not one to put everything on one species, on one explanation, you know, like, oh, it's all the Greys. But it does kind of line up, I know, and depending on what you view our world as, you know, is it a prison planet? Is it an experiment? You know, where there's all these things, but every bit of it circles back to there's things that shouldn't be here, not all together, and humans may be one of them. And I do honestly believe that, you know, we don't belong, and neither do the Sasquatches and the Rakes and all the other cryptids. And there's something special about this planet, and the only centralized explanation is the Greys. Like, it has to be something extraterrestrial coming here and doing what? All right, like, that's what I always come back to. Like, everybody sees aliens, but it's like, why? Are they here to just watch us? No. That's weird. That's a long way to travel just to watch. There has to be some experimentation.
Yeah.
So that's why it all comes back there, and I feel they're trying to find that missing piece. They're smart. They need humanity. They need, for lack of a better word, the souls.
Yeah.
And these Rakes, seeing them, looking at their behavior, that feels like that. Like, they are hybrids. Experimentation, gray DNA, human DNA. I kind of feel like they're discarded. I like the idea of being scouts for the Bigfoot or the Sasquatches. But I think if missing people were associated with them or some sort of attacks or something, unless it really is scouts just for that observation, like we talked about with the military stuff, I could see that. And it's just to gather intel military-wise, and maybe just on their off time. That's when they sneak into bedrooms and watch people sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that too. So that I 100% say gray experimentation with their DNA and human DNA. Where I'm torn is if they are failed experiments or stealthy observers. I could go either way on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually 100% there with you. The idea of them being scouts for Bigfoot was just like a maybe. Like, very doubtful, but a maybe, you know. I was with you, though. Like, and you saw my reaction when you said something about the Greys. I was like, yes, yes. Like, I knew it, you know. And yeah, we had the same idea. I feel like failed experiments, honestly. That's how I feel. I'm not sure if they have any way to communicate back and forth, so because nothing I read. Like I said, they are so stealthy. I'm not sure they make noise. The one-off video that I saw where it actually did scream, but do you consider that communication or just... Because, I mean, 99% of animals out there scream when you grab a hold of them. Like, it's just one of those things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even rabbits. I never thought rabbits made noise until I grabbed one. I'm like, oh, this is awful. What is this noise?
That's a fucking horrendous noise. But, yeah. Well,
do you think, I guess when the little final piece to that, so we talked about the missing people, do you think they were people at one point, or do you think they were grown in, like, test tubes with mixture of DNA?
Oof, that's a tough one. I want to say grown. Ah, man, I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one for me.
That is.
That is
the only
one.
Thing makes me feel like they were abducted from that, you know, that 600,000, I think the number was, mm-hmm. is that those weird instances, like where they were found in an abandoned house or in someone's mm-hmm. bedroom. It feels like there must be some deep buried memories of humanity in that abandoned house. And why I was just standing there, it was probably like, I know this feeling, and was just confused standing there. They probably lived in a house at one point, and it's just been drilled out of their brain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So you might be mm-hmm. right. Maybe they are just modified humans. Right. So yeah, that makes a lot more sense if they're like that.
Well, if there's any rakes out there listening, feel free to call and explain your story. We'd love to have you on the podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you can't talk, we can read. Some of us, not all of us. So we could try that out too.
Oh man, I forgot about the no noise thing. We could just tell everybody there's a rake on. Like, oh, he's waving his arms around. If you want to see him, sign up for the Patreon.
Just moments of silence in the regular episode. But anyways, if you like what you heard here tonight, make sure you like and review us, especially on Apple Podcasts. That helps push us up the ranks. We got an Etsy shop. We got a Facebook. We got a Twitter. We got YouTube. You should really go to YouTube and check out our latest videos on our ghost hunts. They are, we catch some pretty compelling shit, honestly. But with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, these are just our thoughts. Let us know what you think.